Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull, our community conversation this morning brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. Joining us from New Hampton, women of today here, that would be Tricia Saldana. Trish, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Tricia, of course, we've been hearing about it a lot, especially by word of mouth and probably over the social media outlets as well. Of course, we'll talk about that in just a second, but just kind of a restatement on what you do and with the Women of Today.
Okay, so the New Hampton Women of Today is a chapter within the national level of Women of Today. We here try to do as many things for our community as possible. Our big ones are the Easter egg hunt, the spook walk, and our Santa store. We're constantly trying to give to our community, help, you know, just get things going, making things a little bit easier on families, making sure things are safe when you go out and do, you know, have an event such as these. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Tricia, of course, you mentioned that Easter egg hunt that is on the horizon here coming into the weekend. What time is that, and when do things get off and running?
Okay, so we highly suggest that you be ready to go before 10 o'clock. That alarm, the fire truck toots its horn at exactly 10 o'clock. And if you're not already lined up, you might miss out on some eggs. We've had that in the past, and we don't want that to happen anymore. So if you can get there and be ready in that line before that 10 o'clock horn goes, that would be the best way to do it.
And where will you guys be doing the Easter egg hunt this year?
We will be at Mickelson Park by the pavilion, actually all around the pavilion. So we use a large mass, including at the tennis courts and the wooden playground.
Very good. And I've seen last year, as brought my son over there, that you have specific portions around that pavilion which will be available to ages. How far does that age gap go between what age and what age?
From zero to fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Perfect. Speaking with Tricia Saldana, joining us here on the Morning Roundup from Women of Today. Now, what should people bring ahead of the Easter egg hunt?
Bring their baskets or plastic bags for them to collect the eggs, because we will not be able to provide those. There's too many kids that come to this event. We do not have the funds to do that.
Got it. But also, there will be some other organizations on site as well there at Mickelson Park?
We have the fire department, which has been there every year. Unless there's an emergency, that's the only thing. we do have the Lions Club that comes out and hands out nice size goodie bags of gummy bears or gummy worms. They're not the little individual small little sample sizes. Oh no, these are what you would buy in a store, a big bag of gummies. And they've been doing this with us for several years as well. We do have our Easter bunnies that will be there, and we do have a photo backdrop that you'll be able to take better pictures with the bunnies, and that way you don't miss out. They'll be in one location for pictures this year.
Very good, very good. And ahead of course, the Easter egg hunt, are you still guys looking for volunteers, or maybe some more down the line for other events that you guys do during the year?
Oh, we would love volunteers. Anybody can contact us through our Facebook page. You can send us a message. We do respond to those messages as quickly as possible. But we do have some high school students that do come in to get some of their community service hours. And that's for the date of the events. But we would love to have more volunteers.
And once again, any cost to the Easter egg hunt?
No, this is purely nonprofit. This is one of our biggest ones that we do, that there is no cost to anyone at all.
Just to get the heaping loads of candy.
Yes, we get sponsors to help us with providing eggs and what we fill with our eggs. So we've been lucky enough to have really great sponsors the past years plus this year.
Ah, that would explain why I didn't see any plastic Easter eggs on the shelf at our local store.
Exactly. We're trying to take them all out.
There you go. Tricia Saldana joining us once again from New Hampton Women of Today here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Any of the other events you have coming down the pipeline?
We do have our Flocking Flamingo Fun that will be in May, and that is a fundraiser, but you get to have fun with your friends and family members where you flock their yards with wonderful pink flamingos and a sign that states New Hampton Women of Today. And it's, we've gotten a lot of really good response with it last year, so we're hoping to get good response with it this year as well.
My mother-in-law is a big fan of flamingos, and that would be a golden opportunity right there.
There you go.
There you go.
But sad to say, we will take our flamingos back. That's the only bad part.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I'll have to. Well, we'll have to figure out a way to work that out.
There you go.
Okay. So more information on all you guys do there with New Hampton Women of Today, the Easter Egg Hunt, the Flocking Flamingo Fun, and maybe just general questions and information about your organization. How can we get a hold of you guys?
We do have an email address of, it's nhwomentoday, and that's at gmail.com, and then our Facebook page, which is New Hampton Women of Today. I'm happy to put my phone number out there. I'm secretary and co-president at the moment, and I'm usually the one that answers as many of the questions and comments and calls and all that good stuff anyway. So my phone number is 641-557-8246.
Well, we'll make sure to keep you busy there, Trish.
I hope so.
Definitely.
I look forward to that.
So again, make sure to check out that Easter Egg Hunt, Michelson Park, coming up here this Saturday here. And again, fuller details on that we have posted at our community calendar at 951thebull.com. Any final notes there, Trish, before we part ways this morning?
No, thank you so much for doing this for us.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thanks again, Trish.
Thank you.
Tricia Saldana joining us here from New Hampton Women of Today on the Morning Roundup 95.1 The Bull. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com.